don't ever come for Andrade Cien Almas again. No disrespect will be tolerated. I told y'all that man was great. I told y'all he was money. He's been great. They messed him up in the beginning when they had him going out there against Ty Dillinger on his debut. And folks were just really lukewarm to the guy. I was like, yo, this dude's like the truth. And you'll see. And lo and behold, I was correct. It started, I would probably say about a year ago now. Like, he's been slowly building the momentum, and I believe he is the right man to be the NXT champion right now. Excellent match with Gargano last night. Shouts out to Johnny Gargano, who, there's something weird with Johnny Gargano matches, how he gets you. You can see he's a master tactician in the ring. He draws emotion out of the crowd in ways that almost take them back to a childlike state. And I thought the match last night was a damn near classic. I'm going to watch it again. I originally went with 4.75 on it because I felt like it suffered from, well, not suffered, that's the wrong word. DIY and Revival at times would have perfect match finishes where it would be at the zenith of the match, right? A lot, you know, and I felt like the same thing kind of happened here. Like, there were a few moments where if they wanted to switch the title, like, it would have been made perfect sense for them to do it. The crowd was still, you know, way up at that insane level, and everything else, like, would have just, like, fallen into place. Like, okay, it's cool, 5 stars. But what they did was they would keep going, and I think DIY and Revival did that same thing as well, and then it's like, oh, yeah, the match a little bit later. Doesn't take away from the greatness, but it will take away from, like, a match critique, you know, rating, you know, in my book. That would be, like, the difference between a 5 and a 4.75 for me. But I think that Andrade Cien Almas is winning people over. And if he's not, I don't know what you're watching. The guy came out with the mask on you boys, and he showed that he is a champion. When he won the belt, it was kind of a surprise. No one saw it coming. And I'm kind of cool with that because, like, if you look what he did all year, he was doing nothing but wrestling good matches, completely reinventing his character, and showing that he is a top star. So the signs were there. If you didn't notice them, I mean, whatever. But Johnny Gargano, definitely, you know, he's going into the long-awaited Tommaso Ciampa rivalry. So I believe those two guys are going to tear the building down. It doesn't necessarily need the title, because sometimes title matches become, like, about the competition for the championship rather than, I hate this motherfucker. And that's what Ciampa and Gargano is. People love Johnny Gargano. People hate Ciampa. This is the dream scenario for both of those guys. I don't know if they'll ever get another chance to tell the kind of story they're about to tell. When they're on the main roster, if they try to recapture it, who knows if that magic will be there. There's nothing like the first time, and that's what this will be. But as far as Gargano and Almas, it may be one of the three best NXT matches I've ever seen, along with Zayn and Nakamura and Sami Zayn versus Neville. I think it's right on that short list, surpassing Sasha and Bayley, as well as Dunn and Bate. I think you got to look at it, you know, like, as far as solo matches, like, it's right at the top. And this match comes at a time where folks didn't really feel good about Raw 25 when they saw it. It was uninspiring. This was what professional wrestling is all about, and I just wish they would do it more often. This is Rich. I'm out of here. Hit me with a like. Hit me with an applause. Hit me with a subscribe. And follow me on Anchor. Peace.